Even another day, it was only, there's another day less, there's only 2 days difference. But Bezoi, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that year came out, Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on a Monday. So right, there won't be any kasha to Rabbi Yosi or to the Rabbanim. Toshima, the Tanya, the Seder Roilam, we're not in the Seder Roilam. Nisan, Sheboi, Yosi, Yisomna Mitzrayim. That Nisan, when Klai Yisro went out of Mitzrayim, it was the Arba also. It was the fourth, the Arba also, on the 14th day of Nisan, Shechutu Pesachim. That's when they bring the Shechitas Korban Pesach. The Chamish also, on the 15th day, Yosu. They went out of Mitzrayim. The Oisei Ayoim Erev Shabbos Oyev. Is this Bryce that says in the Seder Roilam, says Fakef from the Bryce before. Before we had, it was Thursday, the day they went out of Mitzrayim. This Bryce says, no, it was Erev Shabbos. Klai Yisro went out of Mitzrayim on Erev Shabbos. What do you say on Erev Shabbos Oyev? Now, Omei Dereish Yarcha de Nisan. Erev Shabbos, if they went out, so that was the 15th day, so Melu Rosh Chodesh was on the exact same day, it was also Friday. From the Soyez, Omei Dereish Yarcha de Nisan Erev Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Nisan of that day, that year, had to come out, come to Soyez on a Shabbos, on a Nisan Erev Shabbos, on Friday. Abazoi Reish Yarcha de Yer, Chad de Shabbos, that Rosh Chodesh Yer, since Nisan is a Mole, came out on Sunday. The Sivan of Oyez coming, betrayed the Shabbos. That Rosh Chodesh Sivan now comes out on Monday. It's Kashan Rabbi Yosi, where it's a riot to the Rabbonin, but it's a Kashan Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi holds that the Rosh Chodesh of that year was when was riot to the Rabbonin. Omolok Rabbi Yosi, Hamani Rabboni. So Rabbi Yosi is also asking me, says that Rabbonim finally have one brisa to them. The Rabbonim have this brisa of the Seder Roilam. This Seder Roilam is a riot to the Rabbonim. That Rosh Chodesh Sivan came out on Monday. But that Cheshbin, the Torah was given on Shabbos, there was only Vav Sivan. That's Rabbi Yosi's mother, the Rabbonim have a brisa to them. Toshma, Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, the Sheini Olam. The second day after Klai Yisrael, after Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when Klai Yisrael came into Midbar Sinai, the second day was Olam Moshe. Moshe went up to Har Sinai Vayorit. Moshe came down that day. But Shlishi on the third day, Olah Moshe Vayti went up to talk to Hashem. Vayorit, he came down to tell Klai Yisrael again what he learned from Hashem. Vidalid Yorit. On the fourth day, he only came down. Veshub Lo Yoli, didn't go up anymore. And he didn't go up until Matan Torah, until either Vav or Zayin. You say on the fourth day he only came down. But the day before on the third day, you say in the morning he went up and he came down at night. So if he came down, how did he come down again the fourth day without going up? If you say he didn't go up on the fourth day, how is it possible he came down on the fourth day? On the fourth day, Moshe also went up and came down. That just means to say on the fifth and sixth day, Moshe did not go up. Hey, it's the fifth and sixth day, Moshe stood down. So the second day, the third day, the fourth day, Moshe went up in the morning and came down again and told Klai Yisro Tzivuyim. On the fifth and sixth, Moshe didn't. The Chamishi, what did Moshe do? Bonim is Beich. Vikrev Olav Korban. He brought him his Beich and he brought Kabon is Ben. The Shishi, on the sixth day, Erev Shabbos, Lehoi Eloi Panai. He didn't have any time. But the Gemara, my love, why didn't he have any time to go out to Hashem or to do things? Mishum Torah. The Chura, because of the Kabbalah Satera. So Chura Tzurai, the Kabbalah Satera was on Friday. This is a kasha according to everybody. Everybody said before that Kabbalah Satera was on Shabbos. So Gemara Loi. Mishum Terech Shabbos. The reason why Moshe was busy on the Friday, he couldn't do anything because of Terech Shabbos. He had to prepare himself for Shabbos. The mitzvah Friday prepared for Shabbos. That's why he couldn't do anything. But not because it was a Kabbalah Satera, but because there was a Terech of preparing for Shabbos. Shashi B'chamishi Bonim Mizbeh Kedesiv Ve'ivim Mizbeh Takatar. Yemayla Mishum Torah, Lohei Loi Pinay La'alois, he couldn't go up, Shekiblo Kulam Yachad as a Divrus, everybody's Makabal Divrus together. And then tomorrow, no, he couldn't go up because he was busy preparing for Shabbos. Doresh Ugli Loi, Olei the Rav Chizda. That's true, somebody dashed in, Olei the Rav Chizda means Drash Lefnei Rav Chizda. Somebody dashed in front of Rav Chizda. And he said, Boruch Rachmonik, Eventually the Yevishta, the Yoyevoi Ryan Tlisoi. He gave like three Torahs to Klaiyasol, Torah of Yemuksuvim. Liyam Tlisoi, to a noun that comes out of the third person of the Trashi means Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. There are three categories of Klai Yisrael. Ayidei Tlisoi, the Trashi means Moshe. Tlisoi Lebetin, he was the third one born to his mother. Miriam Aaron Moshe, so he's the third one. V'yoyim Tlisoi V'yarcha, It was given the third day of the month. Is the Yom Tlisur V'Yachol, the third day of the month. So if you Gemara, what does that mean, Rashi? Yom Tlisur Mitzvah Prisha, as the third day of the Mitzvah Prisha. Is Chura Kaman Rabbanan, there's another Rayelet Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, the Torah was given the third day of the Prisha. As Rabbanan said, Mitzvah Prisha was on Thursday, the Torah was given on Shabbos. That's the third day of the Mitzvah Prisha. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Mitzvah Prisha was given on Wednesday. From the says, there was 3 days that they had to wait for the Isha to come Torah. But the Torah was given on the fourth day. Here, this Dorish, Kalilu Darshin, that the Torah was given the third day from the Mitzvah Prisha. So it's another Braisa Raya to the Rabbon, that the Prisha was given on Yom Chamishi, and the Torah was given on Yom Shabbos, the third day from that. So tomorrow, Rabbi Blais, by the Smachlaikas of Yossi and the Rabbon. Allah, is supposed to hold like Rabbi Yossi Shita. That the Torah was given Taka on Shabbos, and that was really Zion Siddin. And the mitzvah of Prisha was 4 days, really. There's 3 whole days Isha had to wait, and the Sheikh was there, will still become Tami. Right, Pasuk says, Vayisiyatzvu besach tesoro. Klai Yisrael was waiting, standing underneath the har. Omer Rav Avdimi bar Chomo, bar Choso, Melameit shekofa kodesh boch alei mesarka gigis. That the Klai Yisrael was standing underneath Har Sinai. What do you mean underneath? It means Poshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked up the Har Sinai on top of Klai Yisrael, that you pick up a barrel. The Yomelim HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klai Yisrael, Yimater mekabla matari, if you're going to mekabla the Torah now, muta, will be good. V'yim lav, but lo yitzu you're not going to mekabla the Torah, shom take for Aschim. Means the Eivish to have the whole Har Sinai on top of Klai Yisrael, I'll just drop the mountain on top and it'll kill you all. That's why Klai Yisrael is mekabla the Torah. His Zechura, the Kabbalah, was a Kabbalah Bo'inus. They were forced to mekabla the Torah. And therefore, Omer Rav Chomer bar Yaakov, Mikan, from here, from this Maisam, Moidor Rabbali Raisa. Like, there's a Teretz, why we don't learn Torah. There's a time, why you're not learning, I have a Teretz warrant. Because we weren't Mekablet Piyabu, we Mekablet Stam, we were forced to be Mekablet. Trashin Tach Tishar, Tach Tishar Mamish, as Mashmah, they were underneath the Har. What do you mean, underneath Har Sinai? That means, like, Kodesh Baruch Hu picked it up, Kegigas, Kuba Shematilim Bo Ashecher, a barrel that you put in beer. Is the Chur Maidor Rabba Shem Yasmin on the Din? His client David should have to tie us to us. Why we don't learn Torah? Allah Malay Kiyamtem Masha Kibaltem Aleichem. You client was Mekabel the Torah. How come you not be Mekayim the Torah? Is Yeshlem Truba have a terrace to this? She Kiblu Biyainus because we were forced to Mekabel the Torah. That's Dash in the Gemara. That the Shas Kabbalah the Torah was the Kabbalah Biyainus. It was that Gemara. Oh my Rabba Afa Pekeni. You should know. Therefore, it's still Hoda Kiblu Bimeachas Verus. By the Mice of Purim, Achashverus, Klai Yisrael is Mekabel the Torah B'Yahavah. The Yechsev, it says there, Kimo v'kiblu Yehudim. That the Yehudim were Mekabel the Torah. B'Dashin, Kimo Mashi Kiblu Kfar. Klai Yisrael is Mekabel like a second time, the Torah Shabbat Peh. By Purim, what they read of Mekabel once before. Shashi b'nei Achashverus mi'ava saneis. When Klai Yisrael saw the nation of Achashverus of Haman, Shenasa lehem, the Mekabel the Torah B'Yahavah. So this Gemara here is Mashma Poshit, that Vashas, after as a Dibros, Klai Yisrael is not Mekablet Meyavu, so more or less Noinus, they're forced to do it. So today's really is the Kashmir, the Sukkim says Nasav and Ishma. Klai Yisrael is Mekablet the Torah, Mekur Meyavim. They said a Nasav and Ishma. So how can we say they were forced to do it? Today's the Tema, the Medua Rabba, Hod Yerim in the Vorim, Shekoras Moshe Bristin Yisrael al Torah and Mitzvahs, Veshbiyam Akach. She kibbles called Turban, the Hadrizim are Avon, the Alpia Dibur Hoya, break about their force. The Alimekash Verish kibble me like the Miyavo. Alpha Bishop of Agdimo is Nasal Nishma. His class already said Nasal Nishma. So Kurit Shvak is Shemma, Yiyu Chazrim, Kishir Reish Gdela. When they got afraid of Hashem, then they were Chazrim. When they were in Shiokin Shmosim, we'll soon see the next Gemara. The Shas Kabbalah Sotero, they were pushing the Yosin the Shmosim. So they got so afraid there, they were Chayzer. Some learned the Pshat is that there's a Chil between Terah Shemekstav and Terah Shemapeh. That Terah Shemekstav, that they said Master Benishma. But Terah Shemapeh, that they were Mekabal. That was only forced upon them. But Hodab, the Achashverosh, there they were Mekabal Terah Shemapeh. Right. Omer Rav Chizkiya. My dechsev, what the pasuk says, Mishamayim hishmato din. From Shemayim we heard din. Eretz yora, about to heard din. Trashim means Torah. Is they got afraid. Eretz yora, we were afraid. Ushav v'shokta, and then it calmed down. is a kashim yiru lo mashokti. If they got afraid, why was it calm down? V'yim shokti, if it was quiet, kufisum lo mayor, why did they get afraid? Elo v'tchila yor, at the beginning they had yiru. Well, if saif shokti, at the end they had mashokti, they quieted down. Rashi v'tchila means kaidim shom yisro nasa v'nishma. They were afraid. Yoru shem lo yikablu. Well, the Abish was afraid maybe they wouldn't become the Torah. The Yasserel and the Torah of we'll soon see why they're afraid. So the Mar of Olamayor, why were they afraid? Kid the Resh Lakish. The Yomar Resh Lakish. Might it still, what does the Pasuk say? Vayi Erev, Vayi Voike, Yoim Hashishi. What does the Pasuk say? Yoim Hashishi. What's the Hey? Hey Yisera, normally. Why does the Torah say an extra Hey? Yoim Hashishi. Should have said Yoim Shishi. Malamet Shehisna, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Maisa Gracious. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Tanai with Maisa Gracious. Omelahem. Im Yisrael Mekabla Matayra Chayas, will be Mekabla the Katayra Atem Et Kayomim. There will be a Kiyim in this world. The world will exist. V'yim Lav. If Chayas will not be Mekabla the Torah, Ani Machzer Eschem Osevavo. I'll destroy the world, the Gamri. Therefore, B'shas Kabbalah Satayra, the world was afraid, Poshit. Because the world was afraid, maybe Klai Yisrael will not be Mekabel the Torah. If they will not be Mekabel the Torah, the world would be Tov Vavo, it'll be destroyed again. So Klai Yisrael Poshim was afraid. So that's why Metchila, it was Yorah. But later, after Klai Yisrael was Mekabel the Torah, then Shorta. Buadin Meproshim say this goes Keseda. If there'll ever be a second in this world that nobody will be learning Torah, the world will right away go back to Tov Vavo. There is no Kiyim of the world, like the Gemara says here, because people are learning Torah. That's one of the pshat they say why the world, the sun goes around the world, like there's always a part of the world that is day and not night. Because the Kseida in the world, there's always times that people are learning Torah. Let it be 1 second that nobody in the world is learning Torah. That was the Tanai in Maisa Bereishis. Miyad, the world will go back to Tov Vavo. Dorash Reb Simoi. V'yishor Shek Dimu Yisrael Nasa Nishma. By Kabbalah Sater, when the Klai Yisrael said, Nasa first will do, then we'll hear, is Bo Shishim Rebuya Shamach Yeshoros. 600,000 Malachim came. L'chol echad v'yechad Yisrael, to every single Yid in Klai Yisrael, and Karshu lo shnei k'sorim. They gave each one 2 special crowns on top of him. Echad k'neged Naseh, v'yechad k'neged Nishma. Now the Chivin shechad to Yisrael, later by the eagle, when Klai Yisrael did the chet, Yordu Neya v'yesrim Ibuya, 120,000 came down, Malachim Kabbalah, Malachim of Kabbalah, Operkim took off the k'sorim that the Klai Yisrael had. Shenema vayisnatlu b'nei Yisrael et edjom. It was taken away. The edjom means the shenkite mehar choyrif. And the dashin edjom means this crown that they received. Om Rav Chomer Rav Chaninam. The choyrif tonu. They got the crowns in choyrif, and the choyrif parku was taken away from them. They did the chetego right there. The choyrif tonu k'diamon, like we said here. The choyrif parku. What's the right was on the choyrif? Took it away. The still vayisnatlu b'nei Yisrael. And the Kosh Baruch took it away. Om Rav Yechanan. The Kulan Zocha Moshe v'Notlan, and all this crown that were taken away from Klai Yisrael, Moshe was Eichuis. The Samach of the Pasuk right away says, O Moshe Yikech Es Oil, Moshe took his oil outside, and from that he was Eichu b'Krayin, and Amr Ashlokish. And Yikech Oil, he took the oil, Mashmi took the crowns also. Shrashi Moshe Yikech, Oisai Ode, Loshen Ayeh, he took the Ode, means he took all the crowns from Klai Yisrael. That's where God is Kuroin Arponov. That was from the Ksarim of Klai Yisrael. So Moshe was Eichu with them all. Abomer Shlokish, also the Kodesh Baruch Hu la'aviru lon. There come a time that Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us back the crowns. Shenema Faduya Hashem Yeshuvim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Paideros, although Tzion Berina will come back there to Tzion Berina, Vesimchas Olam Aroshim. There'll be a Simchas Olam on top of the head. We dashin simcha shemiyodam aroshim. They'll get again the simcha they once had before upon the head. Means the ksarim they once had b'shas kabbalas ha'tayra. The Maisa Mashiach will get back the ksarim back again. Omer Rebbe Elazar, v'shar shek dimo Yisrael nasa nishma. When Klai Yisrael said such a lashon of nasa of nishma, yotza baskel v'yomer. The Malachim came to baskel came out and said, migilo labonai rozeh. Who told Klai Yisrael this secret? This roz. Shemalchi Hashoros Meshtam Shemboi. This is a loshin that Malachim do. Malachim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the mouth to do something, it doesn't clear and ask, should I, shouldn't I do it? Right away he goes and does it. This is a roz that the Malachim act that way. You see the Pasuk says, Baruch Hu Hashem Malachim, Kibore Koyach, Oisei Devorei, they do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibor, Lishmoya B'Koyol. Then they listen. b'diburei. The Bresha Oisei, first the Malachim do. For Hodu Lishmoy, and then they listen. And the Mashal's Mazba, this Midah of the Malachim and the Pshat, they don't have the Yetzirah. If you don't have the Yetzirah, when Hashem tells you to do something, you jump right away and do it. On the Yetzirah. We that have a Yetzirah, we're here to do something, we track. Yetzirah tells you, hey, think about it. Maybe don't do it. The reason why people don't do it, because we have the Yetzirah. This is a rule that Malachim act that way. Because Baruch Hu says something to Malach without a Yetzirah, you jump and do it. So the Bishman, Matan Torah, Klaiso was a matzah without the Yetzirah. The Mamash and the matzah, the Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamash Nasa V'Nishma. Whatever you say, we're going to jump right away and do it, even before we understand it. Omer Reb Choma, Rebbe Chanina, Ma'ay Dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Ki Tapuach B'yatzi Ayar, like an apple tree. Lomo Nimshlu Yisol Tapuach, why is Klaiso then doing with an apple tree? Leimuloch, Ma Tapuach, they're just like an apple tree. Peirov, Koydim Lo'olov, first the apple comes out, and then the leaves come out. After Yisrael, Hagdimu Nasla Nishma. Who then Klaisol was Matim Nasla Nishma. The Torah is the Estakash, Iksha Ben Atam. Shirayonu Royim, Shagidu Kishar Elonus. And we see an apple tree goes like all the trees. Every tree, first the bud comes out, the leaves, and then you have the peri. So how could the Gemara say here, an apple tree, first you have the fruit, and then you have the leaves. The forest, therefore, the Torah says, Tapuach Hainu Esrit. Here the Gemara means an Esrit tree. V'reyach atech tapuchim, v'tagmin kirecho d'esroigo. V'esroig piri of koydim l'olov, shedar v'ilo mishon l'shono. And an esroig can stay on the tree year to year, from the site, even though the leaves fall off, the peri of the esroig stays on it. So the esroig is on the tree even before the new leaves grow out. So that's why Klai says daima to an esroig, that even before they heard what to do, they said nasa will do. Before they heard nishma, they said nasa. The Gemara Hu Tzeduki the Chazio and the Rava. Hu Tzeduki is some of his kofirim. They wore Mekabel Torah Shabbat 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 Teir. If Chazio and the Rava saw Rava, the Komayim b'Shmaito. As Rava was not mis learning his sugi Gemara, he has cup in the Gemara. He was not mis thinking very hard. The Yosvetz Vosa Didei Tusekarya, and his finger was underneath his leg. I said, see, he didn't know what Rava didn't know what he was doing. He was thinking the Gemara. He had his foot underneath his leg. But Komayit Vohom. And he started to like press down on his leg, so then he squashed his foot, his finger, become a void esposa dama, and his finger started to come out, started to bleed. Blood was coming out of his finger. His rabbi was learning so stark in the Gemara, his mind was in the Gemara, he didn't realize what he was doing. So he started to step down, like he was like this, and he stepped down and squashed his finger, that blood came out. That's what, so the Tzduki saw this. Omele, Tzduki said, Oma Paziza, you're a man that do things too fast. Shashi Nima, you're doing it very fast. The kadmiso p'maychulud naichu. Your mouth spoke out before your ears heard it. In other words, instead of saying nasa v'nishma, first you should hear if you could do it. Like, look at yourself. You're like killing yourself. You make yourself bleed. Akati b'chazaychul k'maysu. And still, you're in this mouth, you do things too fast. Trashti kadmiso p'maychulud naichu. Koydim sheshematim oiso. Heichi kosho. V'yim tuchu lamed bo. Kibaltum lechum mekaimo. Before you even heard what the Torah is all about, you said nasa, you do it. At first, you should have listened. And you're still not Nazi, you're doing things too fast, like you're learning and you're killing yourself. So Breshi Boy Luchula Mishmoy. At the beginning you should have listened. Imatsisa Kabliso, Viloi. To listen to what the mitzvahs were. Could you be Mekal the mitzvahs or not? Viloi, like Kibliso. And if you can't do it, it's too hard for you, don't be Mekal the Torah. That's what the Zduki said to Rav. Omalei, so Rav answered back to him. Anan of Klai Yisrael. This is like, we have a Mila, we have a Mida, we're Bishlam.